Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on Easter Sunday, the president's frustration with the war in Iran was on full display as he's essentially threatening Iran if they don't reopen the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Joining us right now with more on how this is going politically, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. And yes, frustration is the right word. Social media post was extraordinary for a sitting American president. I've just never seen anything like this, full of expletives which we cannot repeat on the radio, right?
Thank you.
and threatening dire consequences to Iran if they didn't reopen the Strait of Hormuz by tomorrow. Several dimensions here. When he's threatened to bomb civilian power plants and other civilian bridges, a lot of legal experts say this could be bordering on war crimes. It is legitimate in war to bomb facilities that aid the war effort, but if they're purely civilian, then it's a very different issue. And what we also know this morning is that the price of gas keeps going up. It's about $4.12 on the average nationally. And we know that all the polling shows a continuing slide in support for the president. Latest CNN poll, 66% against the war, only 34% for it. And that's a shift of 7 points since the war began. It just shows the direction in which the American public is going. And the economic bite is going to continue to get worse. I mean, as you and I have talked before, the price of the gas pump is only the beginning of the potential economic fallout here. Very significantly, both Amazon and the U.S. Postal Service this week announced fuel surcharges on deliveries. And that's just the beginning of how the price increases of oil and gas are going to filter through the economy and raise the price on almost anything that is moved by truck or requires diesel fuel to power farm machinery and a whole series of other impacts. So the president has said tomorrow is the deadline. He's going to give a press conference later today in which he's going to talk about the rescue, the very heroic and brave rescue of the American airmen who were downed over Iran. And he's going to be very proud of that rescue. But the most significant part of that story is that they were shut down in the first place.
Yeah.
And he's talked about the United States having dominance over the airspace in Iran, but that's clearly not true. So we're at a very perilous moment here.
Well, we are indeed. You mentioned the rising fuel prices and the ripple effect that it has on the overall economy. Those prices are quick to go up, not as quick to go down, are they?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And there are two things to remember here. President Trump says correctly that the United States has done a very good job at establishing energy independence after the fuel crises of the 70s, after the war in the Middle East. And I'm old enough to remember the lines around the block at gas stations, right? And with new technologies, oil, shales, fracking, United States produces as much oil as anybody in the world. Problem is that oil prices are set globally. It's a global marketplace. So the pinch that is being felt because of the Strait of Hormuz, where 20% of the world's oil goes to, because that's been closed down, that's going to affect oil prices here, even though the United States is energy independent. The price of oil is a global price. The other thing to remember is that you can't just, if the war were to end tomorrow, there would still be enormous ripple effects through the economy, because you got to remember the war in the Middle East has damaged a lot of the oil infrastructure, pumping stations, drilling places, harbors, and the impact. The Washington Post had a headline this weekend saying the economic impact could be felt for months here. And of course, politically, that would be very threatening to the Republicans. The midterm elections are only 7 months away, and they're desperate to restore economic sanity well before people start voting. And as I say, even if the war to end tomorrow, it's going to be felt at the pump and in the pocketbooks of Americans for weeks and months to come.
Yeah, absolutely. A very perilous time indeed. Steve, always appreciate your insight. Thanks for being with us today.
Sure.